This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times afternoon briefing on Thursday, the 26th of May. Two more Conservative MPs have publicly withdrawn their support from Boris Johnson in the wake of the Sue Gray report, taking the total to 21. David Simmons says he's listened to his constituents and it's clear Boris Johnson doesn't have the confidence of the public, while John Barron said given the scale of rule-breaking in Number 10, he can't accept the PM was unaware of what was going on. Sir Roger Gale, who publicly withdrew his support for Boris Johnson back in 2020, told Times Radio the Conservative Party was luxuriating in disconnects.
In many respects, Mr. Johnson is a likeable rogue, and I understand that. And of course, that is his appeal to the electorate. They get it. They like it. But there's a whole section of disconnect between people in the Palace of Westminster and people out there in the real world.
The Shadow Levelling Up Secretary has told Times Radio that she hopes to see real action today on tackling the cost of living crisis. The Chancellor is expected to announce a windfall tax on the soaring profits of oil and gas firms. Rishi Sunak is understood to be setting out a discount on household energy bills of up to £400. Lisa Nandy says they want to see targeted help.
Most families and businesses are now struggling with soaring inflation rates. This is the highest inflation rate in 30 years. So it makes sense to help everybody, but it makes most sense to target help to those who need it. That's why we've said £200 off everyone's energy bills and up to £600 for those who most need it.
Rachel Reeves, the Shadow Chancellor, has tweeted, Mr. Sunak is finally being dragged kicking and screaming to a U-turn on windfall tax Labour has been calling for, adding, why has it taken so long? The first case of monkeypox has been confirmed in Wales. There are now believed to be 79 recorded cases of the virus across the UK. The sale of Chelsea from Roman Abramovich to Todd Boehly is effectively complete after it passed its final hurdle. Confirmation from the Portuguese government was required, as the Russian has a passport from them, which has now come through after assurances from the UK that all proceeds will go to humanitarian causes. A 48-year-old man whose hands were left unusable by scleroderma is believed to be the first person with a condition to undergo a double hand transplant. Stephen Gallagher was diagnosed with the autoimmune disease 13 years ago, which made his own hands close into permanent fists. After a 12-hour operation, he says everything's changed.
It's gave me another lease for life, basically. I'm still a little bit fussy, and I'm still finding things hard just now, but things are getting better every week with the physios and the OTs, and I mean everything's just slowly getting better.
And you can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Off Air, the podcast with Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
I go to the sink and I have some cheese.
Keep your cheese in the sink.
Doesn't everybody?
Every Monday to Thursday, Jane and Fee keep the microphones on after their Times Radio show.
I think if we were to do a Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, no.
How would that go in the booth?
Badly. It would go very badly.
Unencumbered and off air.
Two tiny women with gobs.
Off Air, the podcast. Now available on the Times Radio app.